Okay, now it's, wait. Okay, now it's gone.
What was the question?
If there's not very much of something that is
Very little or very sparse.
Mm-hmm. Or another word besides sparse would be
minor.
Or
Small.
There's very, very little, but there's very little trace of it.
Very little trace.
Sometimes people say she wasn't around, she disappeared when she had to do the housework, she made herself.
Oh, she made herself my sister used to do that when we had to do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
She made herself not absent, but vacated. Oh, what kind of a word?
How about scarce?
Scarce. Better than sparse.
Well, sparse is good.
Scarce.
Like sparse. Okay, people get off the train at the
depot.
Mm-hmm. And okay, this one is hard to get people to say, but if something is at rest, but it's at an angle to something else, you call it, how do you describe the relationship between the two things?
If something is at rest.
It's at rest, but it's at an angle to the thing that it's
leaning.
Resting. Okay. How about if, let's say I have an apartment here,
uh-huh.
and this person has an apartment there.
Uh-huh.
And there's another apartment across the way, but this apartment in relation to my apartment is the apartment what?
Adjacent.
Or that is, this would be the apartment adjacent.
Oh, okay.
So the patty
corner.
Right, okay. If something comes at you at an angle, like a dog is lunging at you at an angle, how would you describe the motion of that dog? You'd say he
leaping?
He uh-huh. came at me, he came at me something.
Not directly. If he's
right. It's sort of like an indirect angle.
Yeah.
He came at me
indirectly.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a word like anti-goblin or anti-goblin?
I think I've heard of it, but not how it's used.
How have you heard of it? What does it mean?
In the dictionary.
Well, it's a you know where it comes from. It's Scotland.
Anti-goblin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm telling you, Kate, this is a three-ring circus. This is Anne Marie.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Right. And where'd you get that word? South Texas?
Antigoblin?
No, Antigoblin.
Have you heard
of it? Oh, it's a...
Yeah,
well, what does it mean?
Other than straight ahead, at an ankle.
Well, right.
That's about you, where I came from.
Uh-huh. That's an Aggie for you.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
so
still
it's
still the same.
I don't care.
I do. I want to make an A. Be still.
Well, there's only one more question.
Okay, what is it?
How do you words of parting when you
goodbyes,
mm-hmm.
farewells?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what kinds of things do you say to people when they leave?
So long.
Mm-hmm.
But see that slang again.
Are there some regional terms that you might use?
Adios.
Mm-hmm.
Vaya con Dios. Gotta get that Mexican flavor in here.
Well, that's great. That's it, unless you would like to add something that we didn't talk about.
Well, I think that's a very interesting questionnaire. What examination. What do you call it?
Well, we call it a linguistic interview, right? A dialect interview.
A dialect interview.
Yep, and this has been going on since before the turn of the century.
Really? Who cooked it up?
Well, the original dialect interviews were... begun by French, well, by Germans and by Frenchmen. And this particular line of questioning is based on a Frenchman. There's a long line of dialect researchers in the United States, and some did the New England states, and some did the Mid-Atlantic states, and some did the North Central states. And a few have been done of the Western states, but not very many.